This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Don Gagne. In Cuba, Fidel Castro has temporarily handed power over to his brother, Raul, following surgery for internal bleeding. Castro's secretary announced the news in a live television broadcast Monday night. He read a letter from the nearly 80-year-old Cuban leader attributing the surgery to stress from recent public appearances. It's the first time since seizing power nearly five decades ago that Castro has given up power. Joining us now to talk about the situation is Gary Marks, the Havana bureau chief for the Chicago Tribune. Gary, good morning.
How are you, Don?
Good, good. Listen, the statement said Castro had suffered from internal bleeding. What more can you tell us about his health at this point?
I mean, to be honest with you, nobody really knows what his health is like. I mean, we only have what's in the statement. The statement really is just a letter from Fidel to the Cuban people, and we don't have any sort of documents or any sort of any comment by his doctors or anything like that. So it appears to be very serious. But again, we've got no other information other than what was read last night on the television.
I guess a very basic question here. Do we know for sure that he's still alive?
I mean, actually, we don't. And that's something what people here are waiting to see. First off, is Fidel going to make an appearance? It sure sounds like from the statement that he's incapacitated and will probably not be seen in public. And then the second thing, of course, is when is Raul Castro, his designated successor, is going to appear, and what is he going to say?
This statement, it was brief.
It was brief. It only was about 5 minutes long. And again, we were all watching the Cuban television news, the normal news. They just said that the comandante was going to make an announcement after the newscast at 9:15. And at 9:15, his aide de camp sort of appeared, and we were obviously stunned by it because he appeared in public last Wednesday and gave two very lengthy speeches and appeared to be fine.
Well, we did just see him then last week. Was this news a real surprise to Cubans, and how are they reacting to it?
Don, I think everybody was really surprised. And I think it's too early to say, honestly, what the reaction was. I mean, I went out late last night and talked to people, but they're just, I mean, it's really hard for them to absorb exactly what's happening and, like us, to determine how serious this is. I think the important thing is how it's going to play out over the next two or three days and whether or not, if Fidel is decapacitated, will they rally around Raul Castro? That seems to be the big question.
And again, we're waiting for our first glimpse of Raul Castro since this announcement. We haven't heard anything from him at this point.
That's correct. He did not appear last night on television, and he issued no statement. Again, and I checked the website of the Communist Party Daily this morning. It's just essentially a reprint of the statement made last night by Fidel.
Gary Marks is the Havana bureau chief for the Chicago Tribune. Gary, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Don.